programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. And joining us now is a longtime great friend of the show from Via Rail Canada, Malcolm Andrews. Welcome to Travel World, Malcolm.
Oh, good evening, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great.
Hey,
great.
Doing well.
Super.
We're really looking forward to having you back, Malcolm. Welcome back to Travel World.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Just to jump right into it, I was on a train today, not a big one, not a long one, just a little trip from here to Ottawa, here meaning Montreal to Ottawa and back. And it just reminded me of, I guess, what one of the things I wanted to just talk to people about today, and that's that there's really something incredibly special about traveling by train in the winter. It's magical. It brings the words winter wonderland to life, especially when it's all that nice fluffy stuff and it's just flying up beside the train and you're nice and toasty and warm and you can curl up and just say, wow, this is the place to be. So that's really how I felt today, and that's what I wanted to try and convey to people in words, since we can't really do it in pictures on the radio. But it really is a special experience. For those of you out there who've done it before, you know that. If you haven't done it before, it's an experience you really owe yourself, even if it's just a short trip. And it's even extra special, I think, taking an extra long trip in the winter, like an overnight trip, because you know you wake up and you look outside, and in the morning those mists that come up off the thousands of lakes that the train travels beside, they all freeze, of course, in the winter, and they kind of freeze in midair, and it's another sort of special magic moment. But you know what's the most special thing about traveling in winter by train, at least with Via Rail Canada, is that it's a heck of a lot less expensive than traveling, say, for example, in the summer or even in the spring and fall. So there are fewer people who are able to travel, or perhaps who dare to or are brave enough to. So because of that, and to attract people to it, we offer a lot more discounts. So it's worth trying it out. So I recommend that to people.
Well, certainly. A few years ago, I went down from Montreal to Halifax, and it was in the early part of the month of March. And I still can remember waking up and looking out the window. I think we were entering Bathurst, and it was around 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the snow was coming down gently, and all that whole ride in the morning from Bathurst down to Moncton, looking again, the snow was coming up beside as we sped down the valley, and it was great to have breakfast in the dining car and be nice, warm, cozy, snug, and look outside and say, hey, look at those people cold outside. We're nice and warm here.
Wow. Yeah. It's something that, you know, until you've done it, you really, really can't know exactly what it's like, but it is worth it. So take that special leap. There's a few other things I wanted to talk about tonight. Some new things that we've got going. We launched very recently an e-boutique, if you will. So basically it's a souvenir shop online at our site at viarail.ca. For those of you we could not promise delivery at this point by Christmas Eve for those of you who've left your shopping till the last minute, but we'd certainly give it a great try, and we do offer courier shipping as one option. So it's for those train lovers out there and people who like everything about trains. A lot of the souvenirs, of course, are about trains. Why would we have any other kind of souvenir? So go to viarail.ca and check those out, and they're very reasonably priced, and they can be shipped pretty much anywhere in the world. Obviously, the pricing varies depending on where they go to. There are items there that are very, you know, modest and reasonably priced, and there are others that are a bit higher up and a bit higher value, but something of interest for everyone, including those great train whistles that your kids will drive you crazy with. So
like those wooden ones that I got on board the train number one, the Canadian.
Yeah, you bet. Exactly. There's a few other things on our website that people may or may not have come across, and I'll just mention them briefly. For those people who prefer to have a package deal or a package tour where everything is prearranged for them, their hotels, their sightseeing tours, etc., what we've done now is we've worked with a number of tour packaging companies, or tour companies, if you will, and we've put all of their products together in one place, again at viarail.ca. In this case, you just have to go /packages after the main domain name. And what we allow you then to do is basically build your own package. There are a number of components that are available, and as long as those components sync and fit together date-wise, you can basically build the package you would like to take, whether that's a short weekend getaway somewhere, say, for example, in Ontario or Quebec, Quebec City, Ottawa, Toronto, Niagara Falls, or whether it's a cross-country trip on the train. There are packages there of all shapes and sizes for everybody, and, of course, at all price levels as well. Another relatively new area on our website, again at viarail.ca, and this time you go /deals, and every week we put a whole new slew of what we call our express deals online, and they're only available there. You can't buy them anywhere else. You can't buy them at a ticket office. You can't buy them from a travel agency. You only can get them at viarail.ca. And what you'll find there is on any particular given train between one point and another point in Canada, you'll find a limited number of seats that are going at rock-bottom prices. And as you go to the site, it's a little bit like going to an online auction site. An hour later, if you go back again and look, if there were five seats, there might only be one left. And some of the best deals, of course, and they go up basically at the end of the day every Wednesday. So tomorrow, for those of you listening, if this happens to be a Tuesday or whenever you're listening, the following Wednesday, go and check this site out. Usually by about mid-afternoon to early evening, the fresh deals for that week are up there. And there are short deals, like for short-distance travel, and there are always some long-distance deals, too. And they go like hotcakes, so don't waste your time. Get there and make it worth your while, and grab yourself a deal. Winter travel specials, we will have some very fresh winter specials coming online. They're not there at the moment, but they will be coming back online very shortly after the new year, particularly for long-distance train travel between Montreal, the Gaspé, and the Maritime provinces, as well as between Toronto and Vancouver on the Canadian. So put that on your calendar to watch out for those specials. If any of you are not Via Preference members, and Via Preference is the name of our loyalty program, I would strongly encourage you to become one. You don't have to actually take a trip to become a member. One of the advantages of being a member, though, is that you will get frequent mailings, emails, by choice. We don't bombard you with them if you don't want them, but you will get emails every few weeks or so telling you about the kinds of things I'm telling you about. And they'll be fresh, and whenever there are new things, you'll know about it basically before the rest of the world knows. Because typically, when there's going to be a special deal or a special seat sale out there, we try and let our Via Preference members know a day or so, sometimes even a couple of days, before we start advertising it to the world at large. So you get the advantage of kind of like first of the at front of the line in a way. And in fact, sometimes Via Preference members literally get front of the line access to deals that other people are not in fact even eligible for a couple of days. So there are lots of advantages to becoming members. Plus, if you do begin to travel and rack up points with us, it doesn't take long before you actually get free travel. Something else, and I'm really concentrating on our website tonight, that people might want to have a look at there. If you haven't traveled on our trains before and you're thinking about it and you're asking yourself, what in the heck does a bedroom on a train look like? Or what does a business class car look like? And I just really like to see that. We've put a number of 360-degree virtual tours online, again at viarail.ca. And you can basically virtually walk right into a bedroom or whatever part of the train that you might like to walk into and have a look around. And you can use your mouse just like you would any other kind of virtual tour. It's very easy to navigate. And by the end of that little tour, which will frankly only take you a few minutes, you'll have a much better idea what it looks like and almost what it feels like, at least virtually.
And you can look at those pictures and dream and look forward to your next trip. And one of the great things about train travel is it's still one of those forms of travel that the hassle isn't there, particularly in the winter time. The trains are getting through.
Yes. I mean, for those people in the listening area of southwestern Ontario and who heard about the storms that piled in there from the Midwest United States, and thank you very much, Midwest United States, for sending that our way. They had one of the worst blizzards over the past week that they've had in about 50 years, and it just socked in major highways there with hundreds and hundreds of cars and trucks and buses not moving for the better part of 48 and even more than that, longer hours. The trains got through. For anyone who was following that story, or even if it's a fresh story for you, Via's trains made it through, albeit somewhat delayed, with great big train snowplows leading the way, and nothing else was moving. No emergency vehicles were able to move. No highway snowplows were able to move. Basically, the only thing other than the Via trains and a few others getting through were snowmobiles and a few four-wheelers, and that was about it. Maybe a reindeer or two if they were checking out the territory just a little bit before Christmas. But
you know, Malcolm, that evokes some of my happiest memories, because I do remember during some snowstorms, traveling, for instance, the 5 o'clock train, Montreal to Toronto, which is the 3-hour, 59-minute express train.
Right.
And, you know, in the wintertime at that time, it's already dark outside, and I remember traveling that particular route, and it was dark out, and it was that big puffy snow you're talking about, and it's
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Stephen, you brought it up. You know, the just from a safety perspective and a peace of mind perspective, any time of year, but particularly in the winter. I mean, snow tires or no snow tires, it really is no fun, and you really are taking a risk. Obviously, it's a calculated one, getting out there on the roads, and there's no need to. You know, let Via do the driving for you. It's safe, it's comfortable, it's warm. You can have a nice glass of wine or two, and basically leave the driving to us.
And don't forget truffles.
Absolutely. Yes, that's right. So, you know, we look forward to, you know, greeting you all aboard. If you're traveling with us over this coming holiday period, we're more than happy to help get you home for the holidays. I won't break into song here, but it's one of the things we do really well. You'll notice I haven't been strongly promoting holiday travel, because we're getting awfully close, and many, many, many of our trains are getting close to sold out. That is the nature of holiday travel. So maybe that's where we'll sort of end things, since it's getting very close to the holidays, and just remind people that if you are planning on using a Via Rail train to get yourself to visit friends and relatives, or again, home for the holidays, do not hesitate any longer to book. You can do so incredibly easily online, again, at viarail.ca, or at any of our stations across Canada, or at your favorite travel agency. But please do it before waiting too long, or you may not be able to get on the train of your choice, and we would not want you to miss Turkey with your family. So by all means, do that. On behalf of everybody at Canada's National Passenger Rail Service, which is Via Rail Canada, I just want to wish Stephen and Willem and all of your listeners out there the very safest and most joyous holidays possible, and nothing but peace and prosperity in the new year, and take the train.
Well, we certainly will, and we'll certainly recommend it to our listeners, and all the have a very Merry Christmas, all the best of the new year to yourself, Malcolm, and to all of the employees of Via Rail Canada that do such a tremendous job day in and day out through bad weather conditions and everything to get people where they want to be safely and on time. So
thank you very much. It's our pleasure.
And the website, again, check it out, viarail.ca. Great gift ideas for rail fans. Plan your trips in the winter season, and enjoy travel the way it was meant to be. Malcolm Andrews from Via Rail Canada joining us today on the Travel World Radio Show.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.